To discuss that and water buybacks, I was joined earlier by the Shadow Minister for the Environment and Water, Tony Burke. Good morning and welcome to the program. Labor is going into this election with plans to rework the tax system and expand government spending. What evidence do you have that the electorate wants this and wants more big government?
What the electorate wants is to make sure that the cuts don't continue from the Morrison government. We've got a budget surplus underpinned by underspends for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. We've seen cuts to health, cuts to education ever since the 2014 budget. And the Australian people, when they see where are the tax cuts going to, they keep going to the top end of town, and people have an absolute right to be outraged by that.
To Water, you've demanded that the details of this latest transaction by the close of business today, if they're not forthcoming, what will you do?
We'll wait to see what we get, but certainly we want to make sure that this information is made public and is properly scrutinised. And if that means that we have to consider a form of inquiry that has full coercive powers, then that will be one of the things that we are looking at during the course of, once we've got that information at 5 o'clock.
So, and if you don't get it, a Royal Commission is something that you would have if you win government?
Well, there are different ways of doing it. There can be judicial inquiries, there can be Royal Commissions. What matters is that this information is made public. It may well be that there's an explanation here, but I've got to say, from the defence that Barnaby Joyce ran on Patricia Carvelis's program yesterday afternoon, I don't think it's likely that we're going to see a credible defence.
Well, he says the deal was done at arm's length, and it's not his job to know the price nor who would benefit from the sale.
Well, it would make more sense if there'd been a competitive tender. It'd make more sense if we were dealing with more reliable water, and it would make more sense if the company that had been chosen wasn't a company that was domiciled in the Cayman Islands. There's a chaos around everything that Barnaby Joyce does normally, but this one ranks right off the scale.
But he says that the Queensland Labor government was comfortable with the terms and it wanted the government to go ahead with the case. That's a strong argument, isn't it?
Well, the Queensland government wanted buybacks to happen because Barnaby had effectively stopped all the buybacks. So when people say, why can't you pause the Murray-Darling Basin plan? It was paused the moment Barnaby Joyce became minister. So I'm not surprised the Queensland government wanted something to happen. But the price negotiation, the value for money negotiation, is a negotiation between the Commonwealth and the seller. It's not a negotiation from the state.
But he also points out that the last Labor federal government spent huge amounts of water, $300 million, on one purchase.
Oh, and don't forget the context of this. First of all, it was before the plan was in place. So before the plan was in place, the purchasing systems were different. But secondly, it was after the Howard government had set aside massive amounts for water buyback and had basically spent nothing. So when Labor first came into office, and this was verified by the Australian National Audit Office, when Labor first came into office, we made a number of large purchases
to know who benefited from the water rights sales?
It was known, and this is before I was minister, but the company was known, the different companies were known, and that was completely public. I think the one that you're referring to is one for Eastern Australian agriculture that was later under me, and that was following a competitive tender where they were not the only company that bid it.
But did you seek to find out where the company was domiciled?
Well, no, for the very simple reason that it was clearly value for money for the taxpayer. Let's have a look at why the government did this. Because if you're not going to have a competitive tender, you need a clear reason. Now, in the media release that the Department of Agriculture released on Friday, the department acknowledged that the alternative would have been to buy the water from Australian family farms. They made an active decision in the name of strategic buyback to only deal with the company that was based in the Cayman Islands. Now, when a decision like that's made in the name of strategic buyback, you have to ask, strategic for whom? It wasn't strategic for the Australian family farms that may have wanted to sell to the Commonwealth and were locked out of the purchase. It wasn't necessarily environmentally strategic, because if you're dealing with a floodplain, it does make sense to be able to have water spread across the course of the floodplain.
If you win government, will you review the Commonwealth water approvals for the Adani coal mine in Queensland?
I will apply the law. I still can't work out what Melissa Price has done here.
Is that a yes or a no?
It is exactly what I've said. And you can try, and people will constantly try to get me to put the answer in a different form of words. The answer is, I will apply the law. There have been cases previously when proposed environment ministers gone to an election saying more than that, and then their later decisions have been overturned and thrown out in court because okay. they were seen to have prejudged it. I will apply the law, and I
Mr.
can't
Burke.
Work out what Melissa Price did under pressure from a colleague.
And that's the Shadow Minister for the Environment and Water, Tony Burke. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, was asked about the water buyback this morning on ABC News Breakfast.
Well, the Minister relied on the advice provided by the Department of Environment. Remember, these are deals that have been done that were the advice of COAG ministers. Labor ministers sat around that table when those strategic water buybacks were initiated. You'll know that Penny Wong did a deal for $300 million, and there were questions raised by the ABC saying they paid $40 million over the odds on that. These deals
are
regularly reviewed
by
the Auditor-General, and that process will continue to be followed. I mean, the Auditor-General will look over these things, but the Minister's relied totally on the advice provided by his department. And that department had conducted those negotiations at arm's length and inquired into the relevant matters required under the Act. So the Minister has acted in accordance with the legislation.